14th chapter of the Laws of Forbidden Relationships, which contain 19 halachas, and because the first six halachas dealing with the procedure, how you were of receiving a ger, a convert, and the halachas 7 through 8 deal with the laws of a resident stranger, ger teshev. Halacha 9 deals with laws of a slave, and halachas 10 through 19 deals with laws affecting converts of heathen converts and slaves. The Rambam begins as follows. Halacha Aleph. Ketan Mekablam Geret Tzedek. How do you accept, how do you receive a righteous convert? Kishiyava Echad Lizkayim in Argoyim. When heathen comes to convert. V'yivdeku Acha V'layim Tzu'ila. And you check into the motives behind him. And you do not find any ulterior motive, which is what he explained in the previous chapter. Aymim Le, we tell him, Mari Isa Shabbos Lizkaya. What have you seen that you decided to convert? Don't you know that the Jewish people in this present time are afflicted, are oppressed, are despised, are confounded, they constantly have sufferings? Im Amef, he says, Ani Yedeya, I know, Ve'eni Kedai, Mekabel Nesemiyad. If he says, I know, and I am indeed unworthy, so then you accept him immediately. Rashi explains in the Gemara that when he says that I'm not worthy, what he means to say that I'm not fit to be able to be mishtatev, to be together with them in their tzaris, just halavayu, mi yitin ve'ez kalakach, I just wish that I would be fit for it. So then you accept him. Halacha beis, u'medina se ikri adas, you let him know the foundations of the Jewish faith, Shehu Yichud Hashem, that is the idea of the oneness of God, the Issa Vedizara, and the prohibitions against serving other idol worshipping, and you discuss these matters at length. Umedine say Miktas Mitzas Kalas and Miktas Mitzas Chamus, and then you go on to explain them some of the easy mitzvahs, some of the more stringent mitzvahs. However, in those ideas, you do not go into a lengthy conversation. Medina say, Avon lekat shichu peyu maise sheni, and you let him know about the transgressions involved in the laws of gleanings and forgotten cheese and objects that were fruit that were left in the corner of the field, and the tithing of the poor people. Of Maise Sheni, of the second tithing, Umedine say Anshin Shal Mitzvahs, and you let him know the punishment for not filling mitzvahs. Kate said, example, Emile, you tell him, have your day, Sha'achle Basla Dazu. You should know that until you decide to convert, Imechalta Chalev Iata Anishkaris. If you would eat Chalev, forbidden fat, you would not be punished with curse. Imechalta B'Shabbos, if you transgress the Shabbos, you would not receive for the punishment of stoning. Now, after you'll convert, if you eat forbidden fats, you'll receive the punishment of karis b'deshamayim. If you transgress the Shabbos, you receive from based in the punishment of stoning. However, you do not carry out, you don't talk to him a lot about this excessively. Because we're afraid that maybe you'll cause them to stray from a good way onto the evil way. Because originally the person could only become attracted only with pleasing and gentle words. And so it says in Isaiah 11:4. It says, I will draw them with cords of a man, and only then with bonds of love. Rashi explains another Mephoshim, also go into detail that the Rambam had enumerated certain mitzvahs of Lekra, Chikra, Peya, all dealing with types of tzedakah. However, he only enumerated these Matanis Aniyim. He did not count tumors, he did not count Maiserishin, he did not count mitzvahs tzedakah. The reason being because all the things the Rambam enumerated here are different than the other ones that we asked why he didn't enumerate. On these things, the owner not only does he give it away, he doesn't even have any Tevis Hanah. He can't give it. Let's say tzedakah. A person could give. There's a halacha, ani ircha kedem, that you could decide who you want to give tzedakah to. In these things, you have to leave in the field whichever ani wants to come and take it. You take it. By matana sukuna, you might have a tevis to know which kain you want to give it to. These things are different. That you have no schus, you have no right in it at all. So by notifying the guy this, maybe he would not. He would back out from becoming a ger, because we know that goyim are makbid on money very much. In fact, b'neiach is nara given on a pachas mishava pruta. So there we think by telling him that he not only won't will he have to give these things away, but he won't even have any ownership in it. So maybe he'll decide not to convert. Halacha gimel. K'shem shemedine se enchin shom mitzvahs. Just like you let him know the punishment regarding transgressing mitzvahs, kach medina says chan shom mitzvahs, so also you have to let him know the reward for observing mitzvahs. Medina says shabasiyas mitzvahs, say li yizkel chay elam abay, you have to let him know by fulfilling these mitzvahs, he'll merit the world to come. V'she'en shum tzadik gama el abal ha-chochma sha'esa mitzvahs, say li v'yedin. And you also let him know that there's no perfectly righteous man but the learned person who performs these commandments properly and understands them. Bemla, you tell him, have yidesha el maba ein etzafen el letzadikim vehem yisol, that you should know further that the world to come is a treasure that's put away only for the righteous and only for from the Jewish nation. The zesha tir yisol b'tzar ba'el mazeh, and this that you see that the Jewish people suffer and have distress in this world, tevi tzfunu lahem she'en yichem kabo rev teva b'el mazeh, the reward is really laid away and put for them in the world to come, because it's such a great reward that they cannot receive it in this world. Ka'umas like the other nations. Shema yarem libam v'yisu v'yasid ischar el mabak inin shenem v'yishman yishurim v'yivot. Because we're afraid that lest their hearts would become haughty and they would go astray and they would squander the world to come. As the Pasuk says in Devarim 32:15, but Yishurin waxed fat and kicked. That means he left the Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, the reward isn't given in this world, but it's put away for them in the next world. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Aleim Rav Pranis Kadei Shalei Yavdu. And nevertheless, the Holy One, blessed be Hashem, does not bring upon them too many calamities, lest they would entirely perish. Elakala Umas Kolam Ve'en named them. Rather, all the other heathen nations ceased to exist. However, the Jewish people stood through all persecutions. Marichim b'davar zekedei l'chavvam, and on this matter you speak a lot in order to bring affection to them. Imchazabav v'lei ratzel kabel heilach l'darki, if the heathen changes his mind and does not wish to accept the ways of Torah mitzvahs, he should be left to go on his way. Vim kibol, and if he accepts on himself Torah mitzvahs, and mashen nesei ala mol nesem yad, then you do not delay any further, but rather he should be circumcised at once. Vim hayimol, if he was already circumcised, matifim mimenu dam bris, so then you only have to let a drop of blood from him. Umashen nesei achi yisrapu refu shleima, and then you let him rest until he is completely healed. Vachek kach matbil nesei, and then you immerse him. Rashi explains in the Gemara Yevamos, which deals with this idea, the reason you have to wait till he heals because the water would make the wound hurt more. And the other Mefreshim bring down that although it says that Chasidi Umas Ha'elam, the righteous of the world, of the nations of the world, do have a chelek in Elam Haba, in fact the Rambam brings it down in Hilchos Tshuva per Gimel Halacha Hey. Nevertheless, they differentiate that by a yidden, the chelik is gonos v'shama, that Hashem watches their portion of the world to come, and it's guaranteed, and even if they'll sin, but for what they did mitzvahs, they'll receive. However, by the goyim, their portion is not guarded and hidden for them, and if they, v'yishman yishum v'yivet, if they'll kick at it, and they could come to lose their portion. Halacha vav, v'shleisha emden al gavu u'medines and mitzvahs kalas, and while he's immersing himself, three men have to stand over him and inform him for the second time, some of the lighter mitzvahs chamuris pam shniyah, and some of the heavier mitzvahs a second time. V'hu aymed b'mayim, and he stands in the water. V'maisa isha, and if the convert was a woman, nashim ishivis aisa b'mayim at sevaris, then the woman should place her in the water up to her neck. V'adayonimi b'chutz. And the three judges, being you have to have a bezin, and a woman are not kosher for bezin, so they stand outside the door. And they notify her some of the more stringent and some of the less stringent mitzvahs. However, the Rambam now says, although until now the judges were on the outside, the dayanim, she has to then immerse herself in their presence. However, they turn their backs and depart, so they should not see her as she emerges from the water. Ezu Gerteshev, what is meant when we call somebody a resident stranger? The Goyish Akibla Lov Shalay Yavad Aveda Zara, Mshar Mitzvah Shin Sav Bnei Nech Vleimol Vleitavol. It's a heathen who undertook to forsake the worship of idols and to observe the other seven commandments, the other commandments that the Bnei Nech were commanded on. However, he did not circumcise himself, and he did not immerse in mikvah. So then you accept him, and he's regarded as from the pious people of the nations of the world. And why is he called a resident? Because even when it's Yad Yisrael Tekifa, we are allowed to permit him to reside in our midst in Eretz Yisrael, Kama Shebe'arnu B'Hilchas Aveda Zara, as we have explained in the laws of Aveda Zara, Perek Yud Halacha Vav. Ve'ein Mekabim Geteisha El Bezman Sheyevel Neig, and the only time a resident stranger could be accepted amongst the Jewish people is at the time when the Jubilee was in force. El Bezman Azar, however, in today's time, Afilu Kibul of Kol HaTar Kula, Chutz Midiktik Echad, even if he accepts on himself all the precepts of the Torah except one small minute detail, and Mekabim, they say you do not accept him. Halacha Tes. Ha'evad ha'nilkach min ha'goyim, a slave who is acquired from heathens, from non-Jews, einem le'mar isa shabasa, so you should not say to him, why do you come? What did you see that you came? By other cases, we said that you tried to talk him out. Why did you decide to convert? Over here, you rather tell him, is it your desire to enter into the full status of a slave of Israel so that you could become a worthy slave, a kosher slave or not? If he wants, you let him know the main precepts of the religion, umiktos mitzvahs kalas v'chamuris, and some of the more stringent and lighter mitzvahs, v'einshin uschon, and the punishment and the reward, k'meshe medinas ager, just like in the regular case of a convert, what you notify him, umatbilnas ager, and you immerse him like a ger, umedin esay k'shehu b'mayim, and you notify him a second time when he is in the water. The imle gots the kabo, if he does not want to accept on himself the mitzvahs, megalgum lelov kol shnei masachedish umachol legayim va'as lekayim yesokin. So then you could bear with him up to 12 months. However, then you have to sell him to a non-Jew or heathen, being forbidden to hold him longer than 12 months. Im hisna lelov mitchilish leyamov leyitbo eliyia geteshim. If, however, the slave made a prior condition that he should not be circumcised or immersed, but he wants to become like a resident ger, so then you can hold him out as a slave in the status of a geteshev. However, you cannot accept such a slave only in the time when the Jubilee is in existence, just like by any geteshev, you could only accept him under such a time when the Yevil's around. And this that the Rambam said that a ger teshev you only accept in the time of Yevil, the Ravid brings down, Daza Machab Sasim V'chosim. The Rambam, what he holds is hidden. He did not explain exactly what it means that you did not accept a ger only in the time of Yevil. Umayin mitzvahs getesha. What are the mitzvahs of a getesha? Vahu v'char she'ein mesivnei sabateicha ir, that you cannot let him dwell within the city. D'dashinim b'sifri, because the sifri learns, imcha yeshev, with you he will dwell, v'lo b'ir atzma, not in the city itself, rather on the outskirts. A mitzvah l'achyesa, and you have to give him to feed. D'chsev v'chaya achicha imach, that your brother should live with you. So the idea of imach, which said by imcha yeshev, kena eved ivi kakam, and he can buy a Jewish slave, like a non-Jew can buy. Ve'lo da dinam shein naregim bay alvaz man sheyevel nareg. And this is what we say, that these mitzvahs are only applicable when the time of the yevel is nareg. Yeshmen shulahakal, sometimes it will come out more akula. Ve'yeshmen lahakman, sometimes it will come out more stringent. Shabaz man she'en a yevel nareg. Because when the Yevil isn't around Neig, Afilu Be'iratna, then he can dwell even in the city. When the Yevil's around, so then he couldn't dwell, he had to dwell on the outskirts. Now he could dwell even in the city. She'en Kedushas Ha'aretz Alek Shehaisa. Because the land does not have the same holiness as it had as in those times. V'keina Eved Ivri Azman She'yitza. That then he can buy a Jewish slave in Tula as long as he wants. She'ein zman miyuchad, there's no specified time. Ve'elu l'hakol alav. So then it comes out even more, less stringent to him. It comes out of kula. However, what comes out the chumah when Yevil isn't around? Aval einanu mitzum l'achyesi, then we do not have to sustain him. Ze'elu l'hakma alav. Then it comes out of chumah. Halacha yud. Hagayim ein asur nalei mishum erva ala imei ve'eshesav v'acheisim yimei ve'eshes ish v'zachu behema. K'mayshe izbar behilchas melachim u'melchaseim. Aval sha'arayis mutarim lahem. Rambam's telling you a fact that the only forbidden relationships that a heathen has is with his mother, with his father's wife, his sister by his mother, and the prohibition also is on a married woman. And with another male and an animal, as the Rambam will explain in the laws of concerning kings and wars. However, all other relationships are permitted. Gaishin is Gaia, a convert, ve'evet shenshacha, and a slave that became free. Hareyu kakatan shenelit, they have a law, they're considered as a newborn child, v'chol she'er basa shahayloi, k'shu Gaia, k'shu evet, and all relationships that they had as a slave or as a non-Jew, Ein and Shebosa are not considered any more forbidden as relatives. The Niskai Huvahim, Ein Echayev Al Achasme Mishamev Beklau. And if both he and they become converts, so if he has relationships with any of them, he is not responsible at all, being there is no relative, considered relative at all. Yud Beis Din Teisha Mutar L'Gai Sheisa Imei Achesa Me'imei Shneskayu. According to the law of the Torah, a guy would be able to marry his mother or his sister from his mother who converted. Al Chacham Asa Dover Zek Deshal Yomu Banu Mekdusha Chamur L'Kdusha Kala. However, the Chachamim forbid a proselyte to marry his mother or his sister from his mother, in order that they should not say that we have come from a more stringent sanctity to a lenient one. Because beforehand, a guy was forbidden with his mother and his sister from the mother. And now, being you say there's no relation after conversion, you say they are allowed to. So therefore, also, Takon the Chacham said you shouldn't do it. So the same Allah min Natera, a ger who had relations with his mother or with his sister who did not convert, they remained heathens. So it's regarded as if he had intercourse with a heathen woman, which been explained is forbidden. Now the Rambam says further. So what's the law concerning converts with regard to other forbidden relationships with relatives? If while he was still a non-Jew, he was married to his mother or to his sister, and this guy, when they converted together, so then we separate them as we have explained in the previous halachas. Because in order you should not say you came from a kedusha chamur to a kedusha kala. If he was married to other arayas that, because really we had enumerated in Hilchos Tishos the 22 arayas. We had mentioned that there were cases of bita bas benoi, ima, emima, from the father's side, from the mother's side. So the Rambam says as follows. And he converted together with his wife, ema frishnesam. So then you did not separate them. Now the Rambam continues, ger also b'sher eim achish in the sky midi v'seifim, as the necklace of the scribe, a ger is forbidden with the relatives of his mother's side. However, mutu b'sher av is permitted with the relatives, to have relations with the relatives of the father's side. Although we know for sure this is a relative from the father's side. Kagain Tumim, for example, twins, that Shadabar Barsha Avishal Zo Avishal Zo, that you know for sure it's the same father. Nevertheless, the Chacham did not make a gzera on the relatives of the father. Therefore, Nesa Ger Eshes Achiv. A ger can marry the wife of his brother from his father, ve'eshes achi aviv, and the wife of the brother of the father, ve'eshes aviv, and the wife of the father, ve'eshes b'nei, and the wife of his son. Av al pisha nisus la'achav el aviv el achi aviv el v'nei achash nizkayu. Although they were married to his brother, or to his father, or to his father's brother, but his son, after they converted, the same halach would apply to the sister of his mother from the father's side, and his sister from his father's side. His daughter who converted is also permitted to him. However, he cannot marry his sister by his mother, or his mother's sister by her mother, or the wife of his brother by his mother. However, Sudramam says, in all those last cases they mentioned, you could not marry if the brother by his mother married her after he became a convert. However, if his brother married her while he was a heathen, then she is permitted to him. That although by the mother's side we're afraid that you'll say that maybe people would say that the banim kedusha chamula kedusha kala. However, by on the father's side there's no chash, because everyone knows that by gayim the seed of the father has no yachas at all, and it's in fact like the Gemara and Yevamah says that it's considered zera behema. Halacha Yudalad. Shnei Achim Tum Shahesei Rasam Shalei B'Kedusha. If you have two brothers who are twins who were conceived not in holiness before the mother converted, they doesn't B'Kedusha, and however they were born after the parents converted, Chayav Mishum Eser Ach. So then if one would marry the wife of the other, they are liable on the Isser of the wife of the brother. Hanaisa Giyaris Ubita Giyaris. If a man marries a convert woman and her daughter, or two sisters from the mother, so then he can remain married to one of them, however he has to divorce the other one. If he married a convert and she died, then he's allowed to afterwards go marry her mother or her daughter, that the whole gzeir of a mother and daughter by a goyim is only while the mother is alive. However, although we said by two sisters from the mother you cannot marry them at the same time, you can marry two sisters from the father. Because on the relationship from the father's side there was no gzera at all. All second degrees of forbidden relationships, which we had in Hilchis Ishas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, we did not make exer by converts. Afikach muta ger lisa eim ime v'neisa adam giyeres v'eim ime bas bita v'chein v'shashnis. Therefore, a convert can marry his maternal grandmother, and a man can marry a woman proselyte and her maternal grandmother, or her daughter's granddaughter, and so on, all degrees of secondary relationships. Yedzayna eved muta lisa ime kishu eved. A slave is allowed to marry his mother while he is a slave. And we surely it's needless to say that he's allowed to marry his daughter, his sister, or the like. Because he's already left the status of a heathen. And the relationships that are forbidden by heathens are no longer forbidden to him because he's not a heathen. And he has not yet come into the category of a Jew, that you should put on him the forbidden relationships that are forbidden to a proselyte. So therefore he's permitted in everything. Yearly. However, the Rambam says it appears to me that if a slave would have intercourse with a male or with an animal, then they would both be put to death. That these two forbidden relationships are equal to all mankind. If slaves became free, they have their laws equivalent to a convert. Any relationship that's forbidden to a ger is forbidden to them. Anything that's permitted to a ger is permitted to them. Nason Adam, Shevchase la Avde Eila Eved Chaveri. A man can give his bondswoman to his slave or to his neighbor's slave. Umaysa Shivcha Achas Eshnei Avadim Lechatchila. And even deliberately from the outset, a man can hand over a bondswoman to two slaves without any apprehension, and you do not need any to do anything, because rather they are regarded as cattle. And it's immaterial in the halacha whether the bondswoman is or is not designated for a specific slave. Because the only laws of marriage apply to Israelites or to heathens who are marrying heathens, but not to slaves marrying slaves or to slaves who are marrying Israelites. In the last few cases, by case of when the Rambam said that a goy and a goy is chayim, that means if a goy would live with the eshes ish of a goy, he'd be chayim. However, Yisrael who would have relations with the eshes goy would be pater. Because the Torah says, "Ashayinafes eshes re'eyu prat la'eshes acherim," and also a eved who would live with the wife of a guy would also be potter, because, like we explained in Aloch Yudzayin, that he's already gone out of the category of a guy, and he's not yet reached the category of a yid. Then he says, "By a eved ba'anavadim," however, that Yisrael who would have relations with have relations with the wife of an eved would be pater. However, the Mefarshim explained, based on the Minchas Chinuch, that a guy who would have relations with the wife of an eved would be chayiv. And it's explained in Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah 35.